So now we have one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Still a runner on second, still a runner on first, so the Eagles don't have to panic just yet. If you can at least get another advancement of a runner here before you get another out, that would be huge. A ball got hit to first base, and we're going to have almost a double play as the ball got knocked to the first baseman. Then we get the tag out. She threw it to second. Because the first baseman got out, it was not a force out, and it could not take the runner. Therefore, she is safe. And now we have runners at second and third with two outs here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch. Into the dirt. Jalen Brunell just hanging on that one, letting it see. It's important for Jalen to try to get some contact on this ball, see if she can't knock in both these runners. You get a single here, it's a tie game. All right, Brunell's ready. This count is 1-0. It's going to be 2-0 now on that one. That was a tough pitch to hang on. I would have swung at that one 100%, and I would have missed it too. All right, 2-0 in the count. Here comes the pitch. Off the dirt, off the hit, and that's going to be a stolen base here from second to third and third to home. We are now within 1 point of each other. It is 6-5. Eagles making the comeback once again, trying to equalize. They're only 1 point away. There's two outs here in the bottom of the second. Eagles have a runner in scoring position at third, the tying runner at third. Brunell's up 3-0 in the count. Here comes the pitch. And take your base on that fourth ball. We now have a runner at first and tying runner on third. Number one now comes out, and that is Litwaitis. Is now at bat. Here we go. Can she knock in a runner? That's going to be a high pitch, and we have a stolen base by Brunell, who's going to be moving from first to second now. And we now have the tying run at third, the lead at second, and Litwaitis, at home ready hitting. Gets contact. It's a pop-up. Here's the inning. If she can catch it, she does. Able to stop the bleeding, Loggers able to hold on to the lead as they finish up the second inning here and retire the batters for the Eagles. Eagles making this a game, bringing it back close. The score is 6-5, Loggers in the lead as we move into the third inning. Before we do that, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more softball for you. Don't go anywhere.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country, as the action's already kicked off a little bit sooner than I thought it would, as the first batter for the Loggers gets retired after a grounder that went right to third base. She was able to throw a laser and beat out the runner on the throw. Another grounder, goes to shortstop, she fields it, can she get it to first? Throws it quick, gets there, out number two. Okay, two pitches, two grounds, two outs, and the Eagles, before I can even catch you up out of the commercial break, have already moved to two outs here in the top of the third. Man, Is that the Eagles? They just need me to not be on air? And as soon as, yep, now that we're back and I'm caught up, pitch went wild. There's no basis to steal, though. Either way. Okay. I don't know who that bat. It's number 7. I think it's her first time in the game. Outside. I think I heard someone in the crowd say Delaney. So I'm going to go with that. And so right now she is ahead 2-0 in the count. Next pitch. That's going to be strike 1. Good pitch by Gretchen Enner. Seems to be getting a little bit more control as the game goes on. I don't know if it's warming up or if it's just getting comfortable, right? Next pitch, swing and a miss. That looked like it was going to be a tad outside, and that's what tricked the batter into swinging there. We now have a 2-2 count with 2 outs, no runners. That's a hit. Pop up. That should be played by the third baseman. She gets it, and then it's like that. The top of the third is over, and the Eagles have a chance to try to tie again. That was a quick inning. I was wondering when that would happen, and they finally got it. All right. Well, I'm not going to go to commercial this time because I don't want to miss anything like I just did. I'm not kidding. That first pitch, so on that first batter, she got jammed. So when I say a grounder, I mean like it only went like 10 feet. And the third baseman was able to get to the ball, and she had to throw that sucker as hard as she could to try to get it to first. And she got it there, and the ump called that the throw beat the runner. So out number 1. You're like, oh, okay, wow, that was really good, right? Next pitch. Gretchen put it right in the strike zone, a little high, grounded out to shortstop. She had to catch it across her body and then turn and threw it. She threw it a little high, but the first baseman, that was more than catchable, her foot was able to stay on the bag and was able to finish it off for out number 2. So it's like, man, that's almost a perfect scenario with how that's working. All right. Pitchers are just getting warmed up here as we're getting ready to move forward. All righty. The bottom of the third now. Eagles getting ready to hit. Just joining us, the Loggers are winning 6-5 here. And we're at the doubleheader. As game 1 went Loggers' way, as they won 18-11, took a minor break and moved into our doubleheader matchup as there was a rain reschedule yesterday. So even though we're still in Phillips at the Phillips Field, this current game we're on is technically an Eagles home game. So the Eagles that's why they're batting in the bottom part of the innings right now, just so everyone, no one made a mistake there. It's just how the chips flew with the weather. And here we are. The bottom of the third is ready, set to begin. Here's the pitch. Ooh, high in the strike zone. Good pitch. Strike 1. All righty. And number 7 is Ryback as she is pitching. The ball goes wild. We have another ball there. Now, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. Inside. Ball 2. 2-2 in the count. As Ryback is fighting back in this one. The pitcher can't quickly retire just like the Eagles did. The ball gets tipped backwards, foul ball. Trinston live in this one. Count remains at 2-2. All righty. She's getting set to receive the pitch here. Gets contact. Big hit. It's got to be made by the left fielder. Can she make the play? She does. Catches the pop fly. And with that, out number 1 for the Loggers here in the bottom of the third. I mean, out for the Eagles, excuse me. Eagles got 1 out. There we go. Getting back to my first softball game of the season. I'm getting back into it. All right. Next hitter, number 21, Cronin. Swing and a miss. 0-1 now in the count. All righty, here comes the second pitch. It's to the right and wild. Ball one. 1-1 in the count now. Be low and inside on that pitch, 2-1 on the count. No base runners so far, just one out here in the bottom of the third. Eagles looking to try to come back. They're still down by one, 6-5 against the Loggers here. 2-1 the count, and here comes the pitch. That's going to be inside in the strike zone, 2-2 now on the count. So far, the pitcher's been putting herself in good positions, and we have 2-2 in a row. Here's the pitch, and it's going to be grounded right to the first baseman and can softly pick it up, gingerly walk over, and nicely tag the bag for the second out of this third inning. All righty. Eagles moving forward as Rybick is now getting ready to hit the ball. Here's the pitch. Gets contact, big foul. Crowd has to get out of the way. And there we are. 0-1 now on the count after that foul ball. Another hit. It's going to be foul if they can't field it. It is foul. The outfielder and first baseman couldn't get to it in time. And with that, it is now 0-2 in the count. Ryback's going to have to fight this one back if she wants to have a chance at it. Two outs. Inside, ball one. 1-2 is now the count. Still two outs here in the bottom. Bottom of the third, excuse me. Eagles trail by one. Gets contact, goes foul. That's Brenholt. Did I say Rybach? I'm sorry. Brenholt. Brenholt is the batter. Apologize for that. 1-2 is the count. That's going to be high and outside. 2-2 now is the count. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, bottom of the third. Brenholt, can she bring it home here? Big swing. Hits it to shortstop. She fields it. She throws it, and she does not beat the runner. Brenholt able to sprint that one through and get the safe call. Tie goes to the runner. Good effort. And now the Eagles. Excuse me. The Eagles now have someone on base. Babelick ready to hit. Ooh, almost was beaten. She got out of the way. Ball one. Getting ready for pitch number two here, Babelick. He's up 0-1 on this count. Here's the pitch. Foul tick. Gets going flying by. Almost hit someone in the crowd, but they didn't even move. That was stoic, let me tell you. Now 1-1 in the count. There we go. High pitch. One now on the count for Babelick. She gets a little bit ahead of it. Here's the next pitch. That is high. That's going to remain 3-1 now. The first baseman, or the first base runner, was considering running, but Brenholt pulled it back, stayed at first. 3-1 now on the count. Eagles trail by one with two outs. Ooh, swing and a miss. That would have been ball four, but I'll be honest, I can see why she swung on that one. That was right in her hitting zone. It just was inside, so she was behind on the swing. So, boom, full count, good pitch. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, out three, and just like that, the Loggers were able to keep the Eagles at bay. Score will remain 6-5 as we will be entering the top of the fourth inning here pretty soon. All right. We're going to commercial break here on 98Q Country. When we come back, we'll have more girls varsity softball. Don't go anywhere.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country as we are now halfway through the second game of this doubleheader between the Phillips Loggers and the Shawamig and Screaming Eagles. We are now heading into the top of the fourth inning as the Loggers are getting ready to hit. They still have the lead 6-5. First pitch is going to be a little low and be called ball one. All right. So far, every team has scored except every chance they had, except for the Eagles last time. Or last inning, excuse me. All right, there we go. Loggers didn't score last inning either. I just said that completely wrong. Okay. Next pitch. Contact off of the pitcher, off her leg. She picks it up, and it's going to be out. Great play by the first baseman as the ball blasted off of Gretchen Ender's leg, the pitcher. It went straight towards the first baseman. She had to run and go pick up the ball and then run back, and she did beat the runner. Great play by Ryback. Out number one here in the top of the fourth. And now we're back at the top of the batting order for Eckert for the Eagles. Or sorry, for the Loggers, excuse me. All right. Second pitch. It is now 1-1 now on the count. Acker doing a good job. Gretchen ready for the next pitch. Here it comes. Inside. Ball two. 2-1 now at the count. Nobody on base. One out, though. All righty. 6-5 is still the score. Loggers still holding on. They're at bat. That's going to be high. Eckert had to duck that ball, so that's going to be an easy 3-1 call there. Steve Gretchen can pull this one back under control. One more strike puts this a full count. Let's see what she can do. Here's the pitch. Inside. Take your base. Ball four. All right, Trini Smith now at bat. See if she can advance her teammate. Nope. That's going to be off of her leg. And so with that, that is now a bean hitter. That kind of got away from Gretchen Etter there. So we're immediately going to move to Anaka Tobias here as the next batter, as we now have one out with runners on first and second. Here comes the first pitch for this next hitter. That's going to be inside, ball number one. Here comes the second pitch, 1-0. And strike number one there, pushing the count to 1-1. Next pitch, low. They're going to call that ball two, 2-1. Now on the count for Gretchen Etter here, pitching. And let's see how Anaka does. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball three. I was going to say something over the break, and I didn't, because I was going to bring up the fact that the Eagles seem to be throwing less walks. But here we are, 3-1. That's going to be a hit, and it's going to be foul. Good job by Jalen Brunell. She had a chance to maybe field that one, but it's like, you know what? Let that one go foul. Let it go to strike two. Because if Gretchen can get a nice pitch here, get a swing and a miss, or caught looking, maybe get a strikeout. So here we are. 3-2 pitch. Here it comes. Looks good. Oh, nice job by the logger. Anak is able to dig that hit, go underneath the pitcher's legs, past the shortstop and second baseman, all the way to the center fielder, and was able to knock in the runner at second base. With a single, able to score another run, 7-5 now for the loggers. And that, I mean, there's not much you can do when the ball comes off the bat that fast. Like, Gretchen's still in, like, her pitching animation, right? So it's not like she threw it, stood there, and was like, and it went underneath her legs. It's like she threw that thing, and as she's, like, bringing her legs back from throwing it, it goes underneath them, right? So it just kind of happens that way. All right, second pitch goes through. Both of them were called balls, so 2-0 right now in the count. We have a runner on first and a runner on second with one out here in the top of the fourth. Loggers looking good, feeling good, 7-5. Big hit, big pop-up. Does the right fielder have enough time? Nope, and it will go foul. Couldn't get there in time, so that'll just harmlessly fall way over there. That got some major air. Now 2-1 in the count. That's going to be strike two now in the 2-2 count. That's big. Gretchen now ahead in this. See if she can finish off this batter. Or here we go. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. She's out. Nice job as Miller is retired there on the swing and a miss. We now have two outs and a force out at third, second, and first here on this next batter. Here's the pitch. It's high. Ball one and Rayleigh Williams. See if Rayleigh Williams can get another runner in. He's got a runner in second and first. That's going to be a wild pitch, and both runners will advance one base to second and third, respectively, as that ball went flying off the catcher's mitt to the right. Oh, the ball went out of play, so base runners advance. That's unfortunate. And although technically he's right, even though it feels bad, it went out of play by like 4 inches. All right, well, that's going to be a foul ball. And the loggers get another score, so they're only 8-5. Oh, that feels bad. There's like a line right there, barely went out of play. You know, it's called it's like a double, right? So, all righty. 2-1's the count. Pitch didn't make it there, went to the dirt, so now it's a 3-1, excuse me, count. Runner on third base with two outs. Loggers lead 8-5. Take your base on the fourth ball. Okay.
Hey, Marlo, you're two now.
I believe that's Marlo Edwards is now at bat. Yep, Marlo Edwards is now at bat. Ball is thrown inside for a ball. 1-0 in the count. Runner on third. Runner on first. Two outs here in the top of the fourth. All right, here comes the pitch. Let me strike one there. 1-1 now in the count. Here we go. Second pitch is low. The catcher was able to get in front of it. Okay, here comes the second pitch. And strike two. It's now 2-2 in the count. Let's see if she can finish it off with the 2-2 count with two outs. Here comes the pitch. off the dirt. So it's going to be a full count, 3-2. Okay, here we go. Full count. Here's the pitch. Ooh, it's going to be called ball. That was close. It was low. That was a good call by the ump. Right. All righty. Two outs. Bases loaded. 8-5. Loggers lead, and Paula up to bat for the Loggers. Here comes the pitch. Ball one. It hung outside a little too far. So the count will be 1-0. That's going to be a high pitch. It's going to be safe at home as it went wild there. And we have a stolen base there. Now 9-5 for the Loggers as they were able to advance all of their base runners one. So now we got a runner at second, runner at third. Paula still at the plate, 2-0 in the count. She's leading it with runners in scoring position. Two outs. High pitch once again, 3-0 now. Next pitch is inside for a strike. Hard. All right, here we go. Paula lining up the bat, getting ready here. She's up ahead, 3-1 in the count. Here's the pitch. Dodges it on the inside. She gets her fourth ball and gets to take her base, and now the bases are loaded once again. The Eagles have fallen back into their skid of walking multiple batters in a row. All right, first pitch was wide, and now it's ball one. Second pitch, high this time, ball two. A runner out at third, but she got back to the bag in time, plenty of time. So now it's 2-0 in the count, Loggers lead 9-5. With bases loaded, the ball went wild this time, but no one was prepared for it, so no one advanced on that one. All right, here comes pitch number four. This is 3-0 in the count. Imagine that's a nice strike pitch there by Gretchen. Little put that one low and outside in the strike zone. The count is now 3-1 with bases loaded. Another strike. That was really good pitch there. You could tell in release that was going to be in the strike zone. The batter, you sat on that one, but honestly, I don't blame you for that. All right, full count. Here it is. That's going to be strike three. Caught looking. Great job by Gretchen Etter to get out of a tough inning. He gave up some runs, but that could have been a lot worse. And so the score is 9-5, still within striking distance, just with how the game's been shaking out in the first game of this one. So it's 9-5. Eagles are coming up here in the bottom of the fourth, and we'll see if they can't get a return punch here going soon. But we're going to go to commercial first here on 98Q Country. When we come back, we'll have some more softball. Don't go anywhere.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Welcome back to 98Q Country as we are getting ready to move to the bottom of the fourth inning here. Eagles trail by four, but they have an opportunity to try to make up these points here now. All right. Coaches are just conferring with each other and the umps as they're getting their batting orders matched up, making sure that I don't know if this is going to have any designated hitters or what moving forward. doubleheaders are tough as you don't know who to rest and what to do. So we shall see moving forward. Okay. Let's see here. And the Eagles are ready to at bat here in the bottom of the fourth. And here we go. It's going to be a pitch that's way outside to start. And good job by number two, who I believe is Brent Holt, who hold off on that one. 1-0 in the count now. Eagles trail by four. Zero outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody on base. Pitch high. Ball two. All righty, let's see what we got here. Here comes the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Trinity Smith. 2-1 now on the count. Moving forward. Next pitch, swing and a miss again, 2-2. She basically did two pitches in a row in the same spot, and both times Brent Holt was behind on the swing. So that was a good fastball there both times. Next pitch, foul tick this time. She did the same pitch again, but this time she wasn't behind on the pitch. She was able to get contact. Still went foul, though, so it's still 2-2. So no ground lost by the pitcher there. Still pitching really aggressive here. I like it. Here's the pitch. Gets contact, and it's going to fall. Oh, it was just outside of the shortstop's glove. She had an opportunity to potentially make a play, but that was tough. It would have been a catch on the end part of a dive. So yeah, I don't even know if that would technically be an error, right, because of the degree of difficulty, right? It's not like it fell out of her glove. But either way, good effort, just didn't drop that time. So Eagles get a base hit to start out this inning. And the first pitch goes out of the catcher's mitt. And so with that, Brent Holt immediately gets to move to second base, and now we have a runner in scoring position for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, who trail by four here in the bottom of the fourth. No outs, one ball, zero strike, runner on second. Ball is inside, 2-0 now on the count. Here comes the ball. That's going to be a high strike. There we go. Nice pitch by Trinity Smith. 2-1 now on the count. Let's see what Trinity has here. Good control in the last couple pitches. A foul, that would have been a strike in the strike zone, but we got a foul tick as it went backwards off of that. So good pitch and got the batter to two strikes now. 2-2 in the count. Inside, full count, 3-2 now. As that was low and inside on that pitch. All right. We have ourselves a battle between the batter and the pitcher. Full count. Let's see how it lands. Here we go. Pitch in the strike zone. It was fouled backwards yet again by Phelps. Here we go. 3-2 remains the count after that foul ball. Here comes the pitch. Inside contact, goes to second base. She grounds it, fields it, gets it to first, and the runner is able to advance to third base. So both teams kind of got what they wanted there. Loggers needed an out. Eagles needed a runner to advance. They both kind of get what they want. And here we are. 9-5 is the lead for the Loggers. Eagles at bat. They have a runner in scoring position with one out and the runner at third base. Here's the pitch. Contact made. It's going to go foul as number 22, Hoffman, is at bat. Zero balls, one strike is the count, and here we go. Kind of a high pitch on that one. It seemed like she wanted to get that a little bit lower. You could tell she wanted it high in the top of the strike zone. She just put it too high. So 1-1 now on the count. On the pitch, inside, 2-1. All righty, let's see what we have here. 2-1's a count. Runner at third, one out. Here's the ball. Strike two. Trini Smith doing a nice job getting these batters close in that 2-2 count. Here we go. What can Hoffman do here? Has a chance at it, rips it, but it's going to go left of the bag on the third base line. She was ahead of the swing there, and so when it hit the inside of the bat, it just cut left. If it had just stayed a little bit right, it would have went down the foul line, but it did not, so therefore, foul. 2-2 in the count. Here comes the pitch. It's a hit. Foul again. Trini's doing a really good job. All these pitches are in the strike zone and forcing the batter to try to make a good hit here. The fielding for the Loggers has been on point the last couple of innings, so contact ball is the name of the game. Here comes the pitch. Another foul tick. Hoffman is really fighting this one out. I'm trying to force Trini to have a bad pitch here, but so far she's thrown like five or six in a row. Has just been really good and in the strike zone. Here comes the next pitch. Another foul tick. That one was high. Hoffman did not want to need to swing on that one. She went for it. But did get contact, so she's still alive. 2-2 remains the count. All right, Trini, what do you got? Here's the pitch. Big hit. That's going to go all the way to the warning track. That's going to be off. That's going to be an easy double. Nice RBI there. And with that, after all the foul ticks, after all the foul hits, after all the fighting and jostling for positioning, we get a line drive all the way to the warning track. And now the score is 9-6. Eagles trying to make that lead a little bit less as they are only down by 3 now. And I believe number 6, Jalen Burnell, is now up to hit. Gets contact. The ball's going to go right to the second baseman. She flings it over to first and gets a out. So now the runner got advanced to third base, but at the price of another out. So here we are, two outs now remaining here in the bottom of the fourth with a runner at third. And number 1, which I believe is Litwaitis, able to get a hit. It goes foul, actually quite a bit foul. I'm not going to act like that was close. But it did get popped up really far. So strike one. 0-1 in that count, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be another foul as it goes bouncing left. And it feels like Trini Smith is starting to get a handle on this strike zone. And although she's not throwing a strike every single time, the balls are in positions to be reached for and hit. And then the Eagles are getting a lot of contact, but a lot of fouls. High pitch there. It's now 1-2 in the count. Litwaitis, let's see what she can do here. Here comes the pitch. Gets contact, goes to the shortstop. Can she make the play? Throws it to first, and she gets it. Beats the runner. Good defense by the infield for the Loggers on this inning. And so with that, we'll be moving into the fifth inning here pretty soon. Loggers with a nice lead, 9-6. This is 98Q Country. When we come back after commercial, we will have more softball for you. Don't go anywhere.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free, too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back. This is 98Q Country. Steve Gellin bringing you today's doubleheader between the Loggers and the Philip Loggers and the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. The top of the fifth just began. First couple pitches have already come through, and we have a 2-0 count here for Lexi, who is at bat for the Loggers. Loggers lead 9-6 here. The top of the fifth just started, so there's no runners yet. And Greshander is still pitching. Here we go. And with that, she follows up those two balls with a nice strike right down the middle. 2-1 now is the count. All righty. See if she can deliver another strike here. Going to be low and inside. 3-1 is now the count here in the top of the fifth. All righty. Here comes the next pitch. Going to be off the head, and that's why we wear helmets. Bean, take your base. Hello, bunk. All righty. Runner gets to base number one, and with that, Eckert is now at the top of the order with a runner on first. Zero outs here in the top of the fifth. Strike one, high in the zone. Eckert tried to duck the ball, but to no avail. And we are now 0-1 in the count. Honest, now you can really feel the temperature dropping as the sun went down about 4 or 5 minutes ago. There's a big cloud there. I can see more and more of the girls in both dugouts are starting to wear sweaters. All right. Another ball went low, so now we're 2-1 in the count here with the runner still at first base. Zero outs. Scores 9-6. Loggers with the lead here in the top of the fifth. Gets contact. Line drive over the pitcher right to the center fielder. Ball gets thrown to second base to the shortstop, but it's too late. The runners made it to their bases. That was a great shot. Came off the bat like a laser. And it looks like the coach for the Swamigan Screaming Eagles is going to have and consult with her pitcher to see if she's good to keep going or if there's going to be yet another substitution. So we will wait to see. I'm kind of waiting to see if she grabs the ball. And she does. So Gretchen Etter has pitched about four innings and one batter. So with that, we now have who is pitching at number two. Just want to confirm. Here, let me check my list here. So we have Brent Holt will be now pitching. Gretchen Etter and Brent Holt will be substituting their positions as Gretchen moves back to second base and Brent Holt will be moving to pitcher to finish off this game. Okay, here we go. I think they get 10 pitches, I believe. I don't remember. If it might be 8. I can't remember the exact number. But she'll get the warm-up pitches here. Brenholt trying to close this out here in the game. She can keep the game close, right? Because even though we're in Phillips, right, the Eagles are batting second because they have the doubleheader. So this is an Eagles home game on the paper, in the stat sheet. So they hit in the bottom of the innings. So if you can – you have three more chances, right? You have the fifth inning, the sixth inning, and the seventh inning to take the lead. And ideally, you'd like to take the lead and be out of here after the top of the seventh. But that has yet to be seen. Loggers have a runner on first and second. No outs here in the top of the fifth. Attempted bunt. It's going to go under the legs of the batter, past the catcher. And it will be considered a ball because the ball didn't go by. It was already skipping on the ground by the time it got to the batter. So both runners were able to advance one base off of the wild pitch, and it is now 1-0 in the count. Here's the pitch. Makes contact, goes to the first base, and took the guaranteed out. Man, that was – the pitcher did a great job, Brennell, of getting the ball off of that hit, and she had to make a decision because the third baseman hadn't committed to running yet. If she threw it to third base, the one who got the hit contact would have made it to first. So she turned, got the guaranteed out. But because of that, the runner at third and second were able to advance respectively. And so now the score is 10-6, loggers in the lead. So it's kind of like a sacrifice ground out. But you got the score, which is really, really, really good for the loggers, who now lead 10-6. Okay, here comes the pitch. It's a bunt. It stays alive. And then we have a throw who gets it out. And after that throw, we have a sacrifice bunt. So even though, yes, the Eagles got the out, it was at a great play by the – good call by the coach, great execution by the batter, and was able to score again to push the score to 11-6. This is textbook baseball right here, and the loggers are doing a great job of pulling it off. I'd say they aced the test. All right, two outs now. A little low, ball one. Even the Eagles were able to get two outs in a row, the loggers were able to score two. And in baseball, softball, you take those trades all day. You trade one out for a run. Yup. That's what you're supposed to do. Next pitch was a strike. It's now 1-1 in the count. All right, no base runners at all, but that's the price they paid to clear out those base runners. Contact made. Does it stay fair? It does, as it floats over to the left fielder. And she's able to field it, get it to second base before it was a double. So it'll just be a single hit now. And the loggers will continue their dominance in this game. All righty. Another pinch runner as Miller is still nursing that leg on the run. She's able to hit just fine, but it just looks like she's got a limp. So good teamwork for them, making the dream work. And two outs here in the top of the fifth. Good pitch. It's a little low, so it'll be ball one on that one. I believe this is Rayleigh Williams who's at bat. Contact made. It's going to be foul, though. 1-1's now the count. Getting ready here. She's got the ball back, and now she's going to line up and get ready for the pitch. Here it goes. Contact, heads up. Sorry if I yelled there. When that ball is almost hitting the crowd, I want to make sure there's no one looking down at that. That was a close one. All right. One ball, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the fifth. Can Brennholt get this out? Contact made, gets it to second. Oh, the second baseman couldn't make a play. She had it, and it slipped through her glove. That'll go down as an error for her. And with that, the base runners have advanced from first to second and to first base. Two outs still here in the top of the fifth. And the next batter is Marlowe. Inside pitch, 1-0 on the count. Still waiting for that big, big hit. I want to see a home run from somebody. All right. Nice pitch, 1-1 after that strike. Second pitch, here comes. It's going to be low, bounces up and back, and that'll be moving the base runners from first and second to second and third, who are now both in scoring positions with two outs here in the top of the fifth. The pitch count is 2-1, excuse me, two balls, one strike. And here comes this fourth pitch. Contact made, and it's going to just squeak on by, and that's going to be one run scored. And the other runner decides better against it and holds off at third. So now it is 12-6 here in the top of the fifth. Base runners at first and third. And with that, Paula is now up to bat. All righty. Here comes the pitch from Brennell. It's going to be off of her foot, and runner steals the base and gets to second base in time. Paula! Heart level, Paula! Okay. Next pitch, 1-0. Here it comes. Swing and a hit foul. 1-1 and 1-1 now in the 1-1 in the count. Here comes a pitch. Big hit. Goes right by the third baseman down the line. It's fair. That's one scored. That's two scored. That's a double for Paula. 14-6 now, and the Loggers just staying alive in this inning despite having two outs. They're just able to keep it rolling. Brenholt is now meeting with her infielders as they are having a quick little chat to see what the plan is going forward. We're still in the top of the fifth, and the Loggers are looking to put their stamp on this game. Scoreboard says 13-6. I think it's 14-6. But either way, it's a lot to not as much. That's the score. Okay. Team meeting over. Infielders take their position. Okay. Who's next? This might be a... I don't think I've seen her in the batting order yet, and she's wearing a... black sweater, so I don't know who's at bat right now. All right, here's the pitch. Contact made. Gets to the pitcher. And she's going to be called safe. Couldn't beat the throw. And because it was a throw there, then the second baseman was able to get to the third base. The pitcher had to chase that ball. So far, the contact for the Loggers, they're getting contact, and the Eagles have been able to make plays on the ball, but they're just in these awkward positions where the Eagles have to run pretty far out of their original positions to get to where the ball's going. And they just can't get it to the base on time. So good effort, just couldn't do it enough. Contact, foul ball. 0-1 in the count. All righty, here comes the pitch. Low, in the dirt, 1-1, excuse me. Got a foul on that first one, so. Second pitch. Contact made. Gets to second base. She throws it to first. It's an out. And just like that, we now move into the bottom of the fifth. Logger is able to really ride the score up to 14. It is now 14-6 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Eagles are going to have to figure out a way to start scoring to get this game back close. So far, they've been able to. By the time the game got out of hand last game, they were able to bring it back within two. But let's see what can happen here moving forward. We're going to take a quick commercial break here in 98Q Country. Don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country. Steve Jellin bringing you the game. Girls varsity softball. Phillip Loggers are hosting the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles here in Phillips. And in this doubleheader, we are in the second game. Loggers won the first one 18-11. And in the second game, the Loggers are winning this one 14-6. The bottom of the fifth inning, technically a Schwamigan home game, so they're the ones that are hitting at the bottom of the innings right now. And excuse me, number seven is coming up to bat. That's Ryback is up to hit for the Eagles. So let's see if she can begin the start of a rally that the Eagles so desperately need. All right, first pitch, low, ball one. Here comes the second pitch. Contact, goes just foul. So now we're looking at a 1-1 count. right, here comes the third pitch here. Contact made, goes right to the pitcher. She turns, she throws, and beats out the runner. Nice, nice, nice. One out for the Eagles. Loggers happy on that one. Was a good defense there. And now we move to number 15, who is Herbst. All right. High pitch, ball one. Hey, this is Herbst's first time in the game, at least at hitting. Let's see what she's got. Need a little bit of life. Why not now? Why not her? And so with that, that'll be ball two on that pitch that went a little low. Here comes the third pitch. She's ready for the windup, and here it comes. Right down the pipe. It's a swing and a miss, though. Strike one. All right, here we go. Second pitch. Or not second, fourth pitch. Two balls, one strike. And here comes the windup. Contact off the ump's chest. Ump's just calling for a quick break as he took one in the chest. I'm just checking on him real quick. He's got the protective gear there, but sometimes when you take that hit, it can still knock the wind out of you. You just won't have the bruise for it. Hoping he's okay. I'll let everyone know once I see and hear from. All right. Right now, the count is 2-2. There's one out here in the bottom of the fifth. And if you can hear the applause through my mic, he's good to go. Just taking a minute, making sure he's all right. Say, glad he's doing all right. He's calling a really good game, and I'd love for him to finish it. All right. Here we go. 2-2 is the count. Herbst gets contact, goes foul. 2-2 remains the count here with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Nobody on. It's just her right now. Here it comes. Inside, ball three. Good job. Herbst is doing a good job fighting Trini right now. Trini's been pitching a good game. Here we go. Gets contact, goes right over the first baseman, goes right to the right fielder, and she's able to beat out the throw. Nice job by Herbst. Her first time in this game was able to get on base. And I believe with that, number three is now up to hit in Brenholt. Here we go. Here's the pitch. Ball's up, heads up. Another one came into the crowd. Once again, sorry if I hurt your ears there yelling. I just want to make sure there's no one looking down when that softball comes flying over the barricade. All right, it's 0-1 now on the count. Here's the pitch, high, 1-1. Here we go, 1-1 on the count, one out. Gets contact, hits it up, it floats. What a great extension by the shortstop. She tried to get the double play there, but it was good heads up by the base runner at first base to pull it back and get back on the tag up. But the shortstop had to make a full extension on her running there to get underneath that ball. It looked like it was just going to drop harmlessly by the second base, but great play. Two outs now. Ball's high. Ball one. Bablick is at the top of the order again. 1-0 is the count. Second pitch, high, ball two. All right, batter getting back in the box here. See what we have here in the bottom of the fifth. 14-6, Loggers lead. And now the count is 3-0. Bablick favored. Oof. Chilly. Man, that sun going down. All right, next pitch is going to be high. Ooh, high in the strike zone, he calls. And so we have strike number one. Pitcher is still alive in this matchup. 3-1 now is the count. All right. See what Bablik has here. Here's the pitch. Low, ball four. And with that, we now have runners on first and in second. And number two is now up to hit. We have Brenholt. Here we go. Here comes the pitch. Outside. Ball one. I'm hoping this game finished up. It might get too dark here pretty soon. I know we're approaching 8. We're 8 o'clock. All right. Next pitch. Ground. Right to the pitcher. Right to first base. That's out. And with that, the fifth inning comes to a close. Eagles not able to score. Score remains 14-6. Okay, with that, I think it's like I'm living in the future here. I just looked over the horizon. There's no sun. It's 8 o'clock. I'm like, man, it's going to get dark here pretty soon. You don't really play baseball in the dark because that gets dangerous. And as soon as that inning concluded, Bam put his hands in the air, said, dude,